Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode.
This is Karen and Tara. We are here to speak today about aging without apology. Tell us about it, Tara.
I certainly will. Age Without Apology Month was first launched on June 1st, 2021 by the founder of Willowberry Skincare Company in the UK. And the idea behind it was to encourage women to be proud of the years of life and experience they have behind them, pushing the boundaries of age representation and revealing the energy of women of all ages.
That's a heck of a good place to start, I'd say.
And we know our explorers are not just women, so we are opening up to all and inviting you to age without apology.
Understand and appreciate that every experience you've garnered has brought you some measure of wisdom.
Wisdom you would not have without going through some things, living a little bit of life.
I remember when I was in my 20s thinking, I pretty much knew how it goes. Yeah, I'm an adult. I got this. I know. Looking back, I'm like, oh, goodness. Sweet. Great. There's been so much beauty and freedom for sure. Like hitting 40, I was like, oh, hitting okay. 40. All right. And then for me hitting 50, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't care what anyone thinks. And I'm going to say exactly what I feel. And I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to dance this dance. And I make no excuses. I make no apology. This is it. This is me.
The idea of me having less foxes when I get to 50 is a little bit like, surely I can't have less than I have right now. But we'll find out.
But we'll find out.
I love that you said it's about embracing wisdom. Explorers, age is a badge of honor that we should proudly wear. And that empowerment is not just for us, but for everyone who is part of this journey with us.
For sure. There was definitely a period where as I watched the number change, I got a little like, I don't feel comfortable saying that number. And in the last few years, I'm like, well, okay. All right. I'll say it. It's the number of years. It's not how old I am, but
No one believes it anyway. How many trips around the sun?
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yeah, there's chronological age, and then there's like how you actually feel, and a lot of times, like our cellular age, our physical body age, does not represent the usual of chronological ages, and it changes through generations of the years. Like 40 used to be like 80, but now 40 is a little teeny baby. It's like 40 is the new 20. Oh, I don't know.
I hope not. I know when we speak about chronological age, my kids have a hard time understanding what that means, because everyone in their immediate circle is very youthful and joyful. They're how old?
Yeah, that's the key right there. You can fool everyone if you act playful and, and childlike, and also if you experience joy, if you create and maintain joy in your life. That is actually the number one thing I wrote down when we were talking about this a little bit ago. To me, the quote-unquote fountain of youth is joy, purpose, connection, using your voice, sharing, leading, and loving. All of those things make up the fountain of youth. If you incorporate those aspects, if you experience those things remind you and really hit home that it's about the experience in the moment. It is not about that number at all. That number is how many cycles around the sun, but really, we do ourselves a disservice when we look at that number and we let it make us feel something or a lack of something or nostalgia or regret, because there's every moment of every day is an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to experience that joy, that purpose.
You mentioned the shift from being caught up in what that number is to celebrating that number, because every birthday, every milestone, you've gained some wisdom, some experience, and it's something that we should definitely be proud of. You worked for it, and the older we get, the hope and the prayer is that there aren't many regrets, just the nostalgia you mentioned, a lot of gratitude for where you are on your journey, the things and the experiences, the storms, the joys, the challenges that brought you to this moment.
All of those things that cumulatively make up who you are and help you embody your wisdom in those years.
And it's something about that shift that allows you to look to the future with anticipation.
Yeah, instead of dread. You're like, oh, hypothetically, I have X amount of years. There's so much to do. There's so much to do. Let's get started.
There's so much I want to do. There's so much I can do. There's so much possibility when we shift our focus away from the negative and the regret to the joy, the hope of what's to come.
It's like what we've talked about in other episodes about changing the narrative, reframing. There's a reason there's the joke about fine wine and fine cheese. We get better as we get older because we become more well-rounded, understand more, and have a little more patience for things that may feel frustrating, or, you know, maybe other people that we encounter. We just have patience because we're like, oh, well, they're here on their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here and I've already experienced that. We could really change the way we look at it and change the idea of aging as something to fear or dread, as you mentioned, but something to celebrate and look forward to.
I love that you said change the narrative, reminded our explorers about one of our favorite phrases that makes me think of challenging or recognizing and challenging ageism.
Yes.
You guys, please listen to me very carefully right now.
She means it.
I'm so serious. Youth is not the only form of beauty.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact,
Is it even really? We can gain so much knowledge and wisdom by speaking to our elders, and I use that term, people who are older than us,
right.
Chronologically. Yeah. Our elders could also be people who, by experience, knows more than we do about whatever situation. And it's recognizing the value in the diversity of all ages and celebrating the accomplishments, contributions, and achievements that helps us to challenge ageism.
And honestly, y'all, every age group, every number has something to offer. There's something that if we're just open-minded, keep your mind open. Don't have expectations about that person's 25, so they're not going to realize. They could have been through way more than you've been through. You have no idea.
And 25 didn't even look like Karen's 25.
Oh, goodness. So yeah, I think not having those biases we talk about, what a number dictates or means or should look like physically, it has nothing to do with that. And there's so many cultures that revere their elders, that actually embrace and want to sit and listen to stories and wisdom. And I'm going to speak about women specifically. There are so many cultures that have medicine women and respected women who are like the healers and the doctors of the tribe, and they would be lost without them. It's knowledge that gets handed down generation to generation.
That's one of the things I miss about my grandparents the most.
Mm.
The stories they would tell about life lived.
And yeah, there's so
probably
much richness in that.
Part of why I cling to the stories, the jokes, because I know when you're not here, that's what I can hold on to.
Yes.
Remember when grandma said, or I find myself saying phrases and things my grandparents said.
Exactly. Those things surpass time and space.
Mm.
And transcend the physical. Mm. Those are experiences, memories, feelings, thoughts, and joy you have when you think about your connection with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So we talk about embracing and challenging ageism. Another way that we can do that is embrace the emotional and spiritual growth that comes with life experience. There are things I know now at this point in my life that I would not had I not gone through things. No amount of scholarly knowledge would prepare you for who you are on the other side of that.
The richness of experiences, even challenges that evolve you, that help you expand and grow and learn. There's no replacement for that. You don't want to be on Easy Street the whole time.
Easy Street sounds so boring.
It is.
It's like bland. This is like Beigeville. So embracing and recognizing each experience, whether joyful or challenging, allows us to cultivate one of our favorite things, resilience, empathy, and a deeper connection to not just ourselves, but others.
If you embrace where you are in your life, in your wisdom, it's easier to connect with others, feel proud of that, and want to share.
Yes.
The wonderfulness, the richness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably part of the reason how we ended up here.
Yes. We've been just through one or two things.
Just a few.
Let's see what we can share. I do love that. And it's really important to note that the role laughter and joyfulness and playfulness plays in relieving stress and helping build resilience. It's a great way to live. It's so much better to have a smile on your face and be having fun. The hard times are going to come. It's not that. It's not dismissing that. But if you have a general playful dance-like, childlike quality to you, it makes life better.
It does.
Easier in some ways.
That playfulness allows me to joke about the changes that happen physically as we get older. Like, oh, my check engine light and my knee is on. I can't drop it down the same. I got to stretch. There's a preparation that has to happen now.
There's a ritual.
Okay, there are things. Like, we can't just, whoop, oh, no. Like, no, my patella might slide off. Our bodies will change. That is without a doubt. Like, that's going to happen. You stay here a little while, things gonna shift and move and slide and do things. You're like, what?
It's a little rusty over there.
I was reading a book, a little lubrication. Oh. Looking down 2 days ago, and then I got a crick in my neck. I'm reading, and my neck. I was like, oh wait,
that hurts.
Okay, it's fine. These things will happen, and I embrace them. I love that you mentioned laughing and joy, because laugh lines means you have had a life well lived.
I wonder about, I mean, it must have to be, has to have to do with cosmetic and pharmaceutical industries. Why looking in the mirror and seeing those lines and the experience and the wisdom in your eyes and on your face, why do we want to lose that? Why is that something to get rid of?
Embrace the changes that happen each year, and thinking through how those things that your body does as we get older should not be unwelcomed. If you move a little bit slower, if you're reading a book and you get a crick in your neck, you're still here. There's so much more to offer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see. Okay, embrace even the little rusty
even
bits
creaks and the rusty bits. Absolutely,
because you're still experiencing. I mean,
woke up today.
You have a whole day full, a whole blank canvas.
Because there are so many people who don't get to the age you are.
Appreciate the cricks and the kinks.
The rusty bits. That's the quotable. Appreciate the rusty bits.
Oh my goodness.
So that where research focusing on relationships, passions, and societal contributions in relation to living authentically and purposefully.
Yes, the sharing, the leading, and I was talking about. Yes, exactly.
We're aging without apology. We are fully embracing and celebrating the person we've become. NDIRE song head. We often let go of the things that no longer serve us and choose to live authentically.
I do think as we get older, it's so much easier to shed that, just be like, I'm not doing that anymore.
That does not serve me.
I'm not doing it anymore. Self-sacrifice and the things that we suppress and the things we don't do or don't say because we feel like we can't. I mean, it's just like, that's out the window.
Gone. Again, bringing me back around. If at 50, there are less foxes in my zoo. it makes me a little nervous. Like, what am I going to let go of? I don't know. We'll see what happens. We are choosing to focus on relationships in more meaningful ways. We seize the opportunities to cultivate those deeper connections with our family and our friends and our community. There is a almost eager willingness to prioritize nurturing and cherishing those relationships. We understand time is fleeting. Tomorrow is not promised. So we're going to hold on to and cherish those relationships like it's all we got.
When you're in your 20s and 30s, you're like, well, that's my mom. That's my grandma. They're always going to be around. And then something happens and that's real sobering. It's sobering. Mm-hmm. It helps you really be mindful about not taking that for granted, for being grateful for the time that you do have mm-hmm. with that person or those people.
And using that time to build those meaningful connections that bring you that joy. We have people we can talk to, gain wisdom from nurturing those types of relationships.
For sure. And hearkening back to the idea of social nutrition, that's an important aspect as we move into our mid to later years. It's so important to feel that sense of connection and to encourage that connection so that we can feed our souls. And I really believe that's what keeps us young. If we're feeding our souls, either with creative endeavors or joy and laughter and dance and whatever form of exercise feels good for you, and the people that we keep company with.
Your people matter. Your people matter. Mm. I truly believe that being in community with people helps us live longer.
Mm.
We weren't created to be in isolation. We thrive in community.
Oh, yeah. Goodness, yes. In all the ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, we need that. It's why it's so hard. It's so hard for me. Feeling people, nursing homes and memory care facilities might be alone because that's so devastating and it's so isolating and it's just not good for us. And I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but I'm so grateful there are people in healthcare and in those places that really do care. And I just,
I don't know if it's a Debbie Downer or more like a call to action. If you have the time to contribute to society in that way, that's a way that you could have a really big impact. You'll get some of those stories and wisdom and knowledge from just volunteering. You got an hour? Go hang out at the senior center.
Yeah, I love that you flip that to be a call to action, because it doesn't take much to just go there and share your time and listening. That's the gift there, time and listening. And that's all anyone ever
seen
really
and
wants.
Heard.
Yes.
Just somebody to listen, knowing that they still matter. Someone is still thinking of them.
Just got me right in my gullet with that. You just want to know that you matter to someone, that you've had an effect, a profound impact in some way on someone, that you're still relevant.
There's something soulfully stirring to know at that stage of your life that someone is choosing to spend time with you.
You're killing me over here.
Okay. You started it, because that wasn't in my notes at all. I think it's not like, it really is a call to action.
It was so soulfully stirring, just like that. But the beginning of that sentence, that's just all just laid me right out. And I guess part of it for me is having a mother who's in her 80s and
thinking about when you guys gather to celebrate her, how happy she is.
She looks like a little kid.
She's glowing. Like, yeah, it's just like beaming. Like, if she could vibrate out of the photo, that's what would happen.
Oof, yeah. It's those moments and those
precious.
Yes. It's really, really precious.
Okay. All right. Oof, so okay. We have contributed to society. We're going to give Karen a second to process.
There are a lot of things that we can do to support our elders and to connect with them and to help them feel connected and relevant and like they matter. That's a beautiful, beautiful way to contribute.
Okay. So what about aging without apology will allow us to focus on our passions with a sense of liberation
you don't, at some point, you don't care. You're not, you
I'm
don't
care
do about,
the thing that I'm going to do.
You're not caring about logistics. Somebody's going to be like, what do you mean you're going to take a blah, blah, blah class? And then you're like, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay the money. I'm going to go and show up and I'm going to do this thing that sparks my soul. And that's what I'm doing.
We are able to pursue those passions with renewed vigor and a deeper understanding of what truly brings us joy and fulfillment. When we're younger, we're like, oh, well, this thing is a thing, or going out. And those things change as we get older, and that's okay. So whether your passions in this season of your life are to, as Karen said, focus on creative things like art and music or whatever other interests, for me, it's probably going to be traveling, because that's going to continue. Like, I don't, I'm a go till I can't go no more.
Let's take it on.
Listen. And when we approach these new avenues, embrace our creativity and savor the experiences that ignite our sense of purpose, y'all, that's platinum.
The impact that has on our physicality, traditional physical cellular process of aging, and things dying off, doing things that bring you joy and help you feel passion and purpose reverses it. That's the ticket there. That's, those are the things you want to be doing now. You don't want to wait.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we should be doing that now. Not wait.
Do all the things that you...
Do all the things now.
Your heart is speaking to you in this moment. There's something that your heart explorers is saying to you, I have always wanted to. I want to. Please sign up and do that. Do that thing, whatever that thing is. Don't make us beg.
But you know the thing that Karen's talking about, the thing that's tugging at you as you listen to this.
The thing that just went near you, you were like, oh, yeah, I did always. The thing that lit up in your heart space there, or just kind of made your stomach go a little butterfly.
Okay. I wanted to talk a bit about the physical changes, but I feel like I hit on that. And I'm like, that doesn't matter. That's going to happen whether we want it to or not. And I've said enough all I wanted to say about that.
Okay, yeah. It's going to change, it's going to sag, it's going to do the thing it's going to do, but that has no bearing on what you're actually
what
experiencing,
it looks like.
Feeling inside. There's a complete other thing happening.
Embracing those changes and finding that confidence in your skin is one of the most important ways to live authentically.
And P.S., it's sexy as hell.
I mean,
when you're walking around like, I am so confident. I am loving my life. I'm filled.
Right.
That is something. People turn their heads for that.
And letting go of the idea that if you are insert whatever age here, you can't wear XYZ. You can't do whatever. Like, listen, mind your business. If y'all see me on a beach at 62 in a bikini...
I wear one now. I'm like,
listen,
I don't
mind your business.
I love nothing more when I see someone in their 70s
I love
or
it.
80s and they're either rocking a hair color or tattoos or they're just
I'm
being
do
wild.
All of it.
I mean, I love it so much. It's like, yeah, that's right. You rock your bad self.
I love it. That boldness that comes, that idea that, hey.
I wish we could have that all the time, the whole journey. But it takes a little while for some of us to get to that point where we're like, I don't care. I'm doing this. You have a problem? I don't care. That's a you problem.
For us, that is definitely a message that we communicate to our children.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, gosh. I remember the first time I took our oldest daughter to the salon to get her hair colored. And people were like, oh, I wish I could do that. And da, da, da. I'm like, yo, it's just hair. It does not change who she is. This hair. Right. She can cut it off tomorrow if she wanted to.
It's a decoration. It's just like putting on a different necklace.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're getting our soapbox. Just
do it. Important it is to embrace this journey of aging without apology and owning all parts of yourself. These sentences I wrote down, I wanted to make sure I said in this episode. So,
I can't wait.
As I approach another milestone birthday, aging without apology is about living fully and authentically, without fear, without shame. It's about celebrating the person you are and who you are becoming at every stage of life. Let's honor the stories etched into our skin and own our individuality with grace and pride. It's a testament to a life well lived and a reminder that beauty knows no age.
You wrote that.
Oh, my words.
You wrote that. Beautiful. I love it.
When this episode comes out, it'll almost be my birthday.
I'm glad that you did.
grace and pride.
Pride.
Without fear, without shame.
You remember when you were over and I showed you my new favorite commercial?
Yes.
That little girl dancing.
Oh, the dancing. We're going to have to link that.
And I cry like a baby every time because it's so beautiful watching this woman whose passion is dancing, watching her go through her life aging and dancing the whole way. I haven't seen something that powerful in a commercial in marketing in a long time. It is brilliant.
That's the message, you guys. Dance through life.
Speaking of.
Let's dance.
Dance through life.
Okay. So, Explorers, today's song is by Avicii. And the song is Wake Me Up. Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Wake me up. So we don't need to wait. We don't need to wake up. Now
right
we know.
Now
we know. Enjoy every moment.
Love is the prize.
Oh, man.
Aging without apology. Aging gracefully. Love is the prize.
Yes, it is.
Well, Karen and I.
What you got, baby?
Dance it out in the studio.
Hopefully you actually just dance with us, y'all.
If you don't, y'all need to dance at least once a day. Just go on please, and move your please, body just please. A little bit. So, questions. One or two. What you feeling?
Wow. I like them both. I'm going to let you pick. Those are both good. I think number one, because okay. I feel like we addressed number two in the...
Okay. Yes. All right. So, Explorers, today's QOTD. What are some ways that we can celebrate our own aging process and the aging process of our loved ones?
What are some ways we can celebrate them?
Okay. I got one.
Okay.
I got a way. Because we really about to do this like twice real soon. Throw a party.
Oh, yeah.
My husband and I, we enjoy hosting.
Oh, my goodness. This is a part-time job.
He and I both are... I don't know. That might be my retirement job, actually. I'm like, I got a plan. Yeah. Anyway, he and I are both celebrating milestone birthdays this year. So we are having two parties. When I first started talking about this last year, our friends were like, so are y'all going to combine a party? I was like, first of all, no, I am not.
Well, I don't share my birthday with anyone.
No, like, okay, like, no, I am not. You will come to our house twice within a month because
that's
I'm not
falls.
Sharing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to share. So throw a party. Celebrate that birthday. Celebrate the people in your life and enjoy the experience.
Gather, celebrate, love, hug, sing, dance. All be all with your people.
Be with your people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be a birthday. Anyway. Just throw a party.
I love that. Any birthday. You know, it could be your kids. It could be your parents. It could be your peers, yourself, your spouse. It's just a reason to celebrate. We did one more trip around the sun and here we are. And let's party.
And I think when we are at those parties, there are conversations and things that take place that go hand in hand with celebrating our aging process and share memories, reminisce about the good old days, share your stories, and reflect on the lessons that you've learned over the years.
Dream some. So you can look back, you can look forward. You're still in this moment enjoying the party or the gathering. A birthday is a time to take stock of where you've been, what you've learned, as well as what's next. What do I want to do? Where do I want to go? Who do I want to be?
Mm-hmm. What is the story I want my children to tell their children about me, my legacy?
Yeah, I love that. Such a great opportunity for the generations to get together and share in that joy and the stories and the dreams.
Yeah,
I love that. It's great. Yeah, that's a beautiful way. I think that's the way.
Celebrate. Look for reasons to celebrate who you are, who you're becoming, who you want to be, what you want to be known for.
Celebrate your elders with gratitude. You wouldn't be here if your parents didn't have you.
And then their parents before them.
Exactly,
however,
right?
Everybody got here.
You celebrate the ancestors.
Those that came before you.
Yes.
honor their stories, appreciate the lessons they have to share. One of the things I miss about my grandparents the most is their stories, how they were able to guide me and shape me without overtly saying, this is the lesson that you will learn, or, hey, I see, granddaughter, you're going a little sideways. It's just like, sit down a spell, let me talk to you. When I was blah, 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 I did blah, blah, blah. And it's not like, well, when I was your age, it was really sharing what they learned.
I love that. What's funny, something I'm recalling about my grandmother is her whistle. It was one of my favorite sounds of my childhood.
I'm jealous of your grandma that she could whistle, because I can't.
Well, I was just like her. Now, a couple of my siblings do too. I know for sure my sister does. But she would whistle no matter what. Whatever she was doing, she would just be whistling. And whistling is so joyful. And she was very introverted, so it was just an interesting side to her. It was such a beautiful, natural, innate expression. I just loved it. Mm. I think about it all the time.
That's beautiful.
Do you have a quote for us?
Of course I do. Explorers, this quote is from Mandy Hill, a blogger turned New York Times bestselling author and speaker. You'll learn as you get older that rules are made to be broken. Be bold enough to live a life on your terms and never, ever apologize for it. Go against the grain. Refuse to conform. Take the road less traveled instead of the well-beaten path. Laugh in the face of adversity and leap before you look. Dance as though everybody is watching. March to the beat of your own drummer and stubbornly refuse to fit in.
Mic drop. There's nothing that's so Dizzy comprehensive. It. There's nothing. That's it.
All
There's
of the
nothing
things.
Else to say. Thank you, Mandy. That was beautiful.
Oh, Mandy. Okay, sorry.
I can't believe you even know that song. I used to play and sing my little heart out to that at the piano.
I did none of those things, but I know that song.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, Explorers, we are so glad you could join us for this episode on Aging Without Apology.
Thanks for listening. Remember to celebrate and take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company